Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi Mem Gimel in Yevamos. We're on the top line. Amarli. Yesterday we had Rabbi Yavo walking along with Rabbi Nachum. Rabbi Nachum was his shamus, his attendant, who asked him some questions regarding how to paskin halachos. Rabbi Yavo tells him, look, whenever we have a Stam Mishnah, a Mishnah presented without a name, an anonymous Mishnah, it's an indication that Rabbi HaKadosh, who compiled the Mishnayos, is trying to indicate to us that the Halacha adopts the view in that Mishnah. Amar Lei, says the Gemara on the top line. Amar Lei, Rabbi Nachum responds to Rav Oh. Well, it's none. But listen to this Mishnah. In Maseches Kelim. Masrek shel pishtan, you have a comb used to comb flax. Shenitlu shinov, some of its teeth went missing. Here we're speaking about the halachos of mekabel tuma. When is it considered a kli? What constitutes utensil? So it's missing some teeth. Is it still a kli? Is it still susceptible to tuma? V'nishtayru bo shtayim, two teeth were left over. Shtmeis, it is still considered a kli. It's still a functioning entity. You can still use it to comb your flax. V'achas, is only one left over, tahira. Going forward, it's not a kli. It's useless. V'kulan shenitlu, achas, achas. Bifnei atzman, now we're speaking about the teeth themselves, which were removed from the handle. So you have one pick over here, one tooth, tmeis. It is makabel tuma. Why? Explains Rashi. It's roi to be used as a pick to clean out the lamp, etc., etc. So even one tooth, a loose tooth of that comb, is considered a pick, a kli. Vishalt semer. You have a comb used to comb wool. Shenitlu shinov achas bentaim, which is missing sort of every other tooth, tar. No longer a kli. It's no longer a functioning entity. Nishtayru by gimbal b'makam echad. You have three teeth situated together, in which case it can still be used as a comb. Tummy. It's still a kli. Mekabel tuma. But hoisach itzoyin achas mehen. You have three teeth, but one of these three teeth happens to be the exterior one of the comb. On both ends of the comb, you have sort of wider teeth to enclose the inner teeth. So that outer tooth is not really functional, and therefore, we don't count it in as one of the three. And therefore, it's tar. Nitlo base. Two teeth were removed from the handle. V'asan lemalkit. And he adjusted them. Formed them into a malkit, into some sort of tweezers, tmeis. They are considered a kli and makabel tuma. But if it's only achas, he only has one tooth, a loose tooth, v'yiskina, but he actually adjusted it to be used l'ner, or l'mituach, to clean out his lamp, or to tie some string on it, or material, and stretch the material using these pegs, using these clips and these picks. In any case, he adjusted them, he formed them, he designed them for this purpose. Tmeya, okay. Until now it was part of a comb, now it's a pick. End quote. That's the Mishnah. So what's the kasha? The Kaimelan. We know for a fact. We know this b'mesoira, the ein halacha ka'isa Mishnah. Halacha does not adopt the view in this Mishnah. Even though it's a stam Mishnah. Amar Leis Revo responds, Bar mino dahi. Leave that Mishnah out of the fold. Let's not discuss it. Why? There are some inherent inaccuracies within that Mishnah itself, which indicates that it's not a Mishnah to follow, regardless. Rabbi Yechanan, very shlokish. The Amri Tavayu, both of these Amoraim will tell us, Zoy eni Mishnah. This is not a reliable, accurate Mishnah. My time, what's wrong with the Mishnah? Omar Rav Huna bar Manoich Mishmeh Rav Idi Brei Rav Ika. You know why? Mishum de Kashya, Reshul Seif. Look closely, you'll find an inherent contradiction between first part of the Mishnah and the second part. Tektani shal tzemer shenitlu. Shin of achas benetayim tor. You say that a comb used to comb out wool, which is missing one, every other tooth, achas benetayim is tor. Let's make a deal. You can imply from here. If you have two side by side, you have two teeth intact, it's okay, it's still useful. Then you come back and tell me, no, three teeth side by side intact is still a functioning entity, but less than three would not serve that purpose. Gimel in, three, yes. Shtaim loy, but not two. And you just told me two is enough. Umay kushi, why is this a difficulty? Dilma habegeviyasa, depends where those teeth are situated. Maybe the ones that are not really considered, when we say that two isn't enough and you need three, we're speaking of briyasa, the ones towards the outer edge of the comb, not opposite the handle, in which case it's more difficult to handle and to maneuver, and there you need three. But begeviyasa, the inner ones, meaning opposite the handle, which can be easily maneuvered and are more convenient, in that case perhaps two is enough. So this wouldn't be a kasha. It's pretty clear why we differentiate between this case and that. Rather, this is going to be the kasha in the Mishnah to indicate that it's unreliable. The Tani, the Mishnah says, if the teeth were removed, those teeth can be used as picks. They're a kli, they're makabel tum. Va'afagav, delay yitkina. It sounds like it's just an automatic transition between from comb to pick. Even if he hadn't really reformed it or redesigned it, a tooth can become a pick. Toothpick. Ema sefer, says the Gemara. Okay, let's move on to the next part of the rice. Achas v'yiskina l'ner. If he has one tooth which got dislodged from this comb, and he actually was masakin it, adjusted it to be used as a nair, for the nair, or the mituach, for this mituach stretching thing, tamei. Then, if he designed it, he reshaped it, then it's designated for this purpose. His skina in, but only if he did that, lo yiskina lei, but if he just left it intact, as is, removed from the comb, and he wants to use it as it, lo, it's not makabel tuma. So which way is it? Does he have to actually do something to it? Or leave it as is. Amar Abaye, Umay Kushi, why is this a kasha? Dilma, maybe it depends what type of tooth this is. Habiketayu, if it still has its base attached to it, so the tooth is sort of inserted into this base within the handle. So if the base comes along with it, in which case that base can sort of serve as a handle to this pick. So in that case, it can serve its purpose right away. You can use it to clean the nair, etc. But if the tooth itself just got dislodged without bringing along its base, it's just a plain tooth, that wouldn't automatically qualify as a pick unless you actually do something to show, enhance its functionability. Amra Papa, another teretz, Umay Kushya. Why is this a kasha? Vidilma, perhaps the difference is, Habakat Tinta. Habalimta, depends how thick, how sturdy, how impressive this tooth is. If it's just a small, little, flimsy tooth, no. It doesn't automatically serve as a pick unless you actually are massacring it for that purpose. How about limta? If it's a thick, sturdy tooth, as soon as it gets dislodged from that comb, it can automatically be transitioned into service and can serve as a pick. In any case, we have no kashas in the Mishnah. Everything's clear and reliable. What then? Ella, rather. Why don't we paskin like this Mishnah, which seems to be a stam Mishnah without a name? Mishnah de Mesaimim, but Davkani. There were those Davkanim, Rashi learns, the Medaikim. Those who learn and present halachis very accurately. They're very Medaik. So they have a version which concludes as follows. After the Mishnah, we have Zu Divir Rabbi Shimon. Guess what? It's Rabbi Shimon. This is not a Stam Mishnah. Therefore, we don't have to paskin like it. It's not a Stam Mishnah. Okay, getting back to our sugya. between marriages, there is a 3-month wait. And actually, the Tanakhama maintains this period, this wait period, applies to any situation. Whether she was already married, in which case there's a chashash that perhaps she's expecting from husband number one, or even if she was just engaged. It applies whether she's trying to get married, in which case there's a chashash of zera from husband number two, which might be confused with husband number one, as we explained the other day, or if she's just trying to get engaged and not yet married. We don't differentiate. Shalach Rav Chir Bar Avin. Here's a chiddush. True. 100%. We wait, even prior to engagement. But it's not so simple. That's Shitas Tanakama. We had Shitas Rabbi Yosi. In fact, Rabbi Yochanan Paskal like Rabbi Yosi. When it comes to situations where we don't really have a tangible, practical concern, she's going to get engaged, that's it. In this case, we don't have to apply the 3-month wait period, and that's how this sheet holds as well. Shalach Rav Chir Bar Avin, he sent halacha, ma'aris n'tachkimu, you can get engaged within 3 months. V'chein oisim ma'as, in fact, I myself saw chachamim being lenient, disregarding the 3-month wait period pertaining to engagement. V'chein oyer Rav Lezer melamdeinu, likewise, Rav Lezer will teach us, m'shumar b'chanina ha'gadol, that although it seems like he did apply the 3-month wait period, but there's room to be lenient. You see, after all, there isn't really a practical concern of confusion. There is no marriage taking place. In which case, you confuse the kids. You'll be confused regarding the identity of the child. You won't know whether he's Reuven's child or Shem. She's trying to get engaged. But we still apply the halacha of 3 chadash. We don't want to differentiate because it might lead to marriage. We do erusin on account of nisun, but still we could be lenient as long as it appears like 3 months. It's packaged as such, that's okay. And therefore he says, Rubei Shal Rishon, as long as you have most of the first month, V'Rubei Shal Shlishi, most of the third, V'Metzoyi Shalom, middle month is full, that's okay. Amei Mar Shara Li'Oris B'Yom Tishim. He wasn't so makel. You need a full 3 months, but you know what? Typically, you need 90 months between former husband's departure and the upcoming marriage. You need 90 months between both events. When it comes to getting engaged, we are makel, you can get engaged on day 90. So basically, we have 3 approaches to erusin. Either disregard the halacha period completely, no need to wait 3 months, because practically there's no zera from the second husband at this point. Or perhaps we do need 3 months, but we can be makel, most, and full middle. And the third shita is actually makel, but not so much. He says, look, you need 90 days, but you can get going on day 90. How can you allow erusin on day 90? They both tell us, you need to wait a full 3 months. Not counting. Day of Reuven's death, not counting. Day of Shimon's engagement. So how can you get going on day 90? Answers the Gemara. Hahu le'inyan min nekas itzmar. No. That's unrelated to the halacha of waiting 3 months between marriages. That's a totally different halacha. Halacha is that one may not marry an isha who is nursing a child who she bore from husband number one. We discussed this yesterday. In that case, they have to wait and wait until the nursing period is over, completely over. As Rav Shmuel both tell us, she needs to wait 24 months, which is typically the zman of nursing. Chutz, we don't count. Chutz miyom shenu lo boy, aside from the day he was born, v'chutz miyom shenu arsa boy, not counting the day that she wants to get engaged. So when it comes to nursing, it's very understandable. It's a very practical consideration. You have to wait until he's done nursing. You have to wait a full 24 months. But when it comes to the 3-month wait period pertaining to erusin, remember, erusin is not really a true concern. She's only getting engaged. She's not going to mix up the So in that case, we need to appear like there is 3 months. It has to look like she's conforming, right? And therefore, there's room for leniencies. Asks the Gemara, what do you mean? Vahu da avat sudas eros. And there was this fellow who conducted a party, engagement party, b'yom tishim, on day 90. V'afsed day rav l'sadas. And rav took away, he says, you can't enjoy your meal. That's it. He was mafsed, all his whole investment went down the drain. Says the Gemara, he sudas nesu'in avoy. No, that wasn't eros, that was marriage. Totally different thing. When she gets married to the second husband, there's a real concern of misidentifying the children. You need to wait a full 3 months. Why? As we explained yesterday, 3 months affords you the ability to discern whether or not she's pregnant. You can't cut corners. What's the halacha l'maisa? When it comes to a nursing mother, it needs to be a full 24 months. Aside from the day of Reuven's death, aside from the day she wants to get engaged to Shimon, that's when it comes to nursing. And likewise, when it comes to erusin, we're not machalik between marriage and erusin. 3 months are 3 months are 3 months. But tzricha lahamten gimel chadoshim, chutz miyom shemesboi, chutz miyom shenis arsaboi. Likewise, when it comes to erusin, it's to be a full 3 months. Continues the Gemara. Chutz min almana. Let's go back to the Mishnah. We had Tanakama who says, you know what? Gimel Chadashim applies to all Nashim equally. Whether or not there is a real practical, tangible concern of misidentifying the offspring. So either it's Grusha, Bu'ula, Besula, Arusa, it doesn't matter what we're talking about. We're not Machalk. We keep things simple and consistent. Rabbi Yehuda says no. No. It only applies when there is a real Chashash of misidentification. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, look, she was previously married to Reuven, there's a chashash of Reuven's child coming forth, then she shouldn't marry Shimon right away, but she can get engaged to Shimon, there's no concern of Zerah from Shimon. Likewise, she was only engaged to Reuven previously, she can proceed and remarry immediately, because there's no chashash of Zerah from Reuven. Rabbi Yossi adds one thing, he says, look, I allow women to get engaged except from an almana, a widow. Why? Mipnei Ibul. It's not appropriate. She shouldn't be getting engaged within that 30-day mourning period. Asks the Gemara, really? That's a concern? Engagement? That's not a real simcha. By the way, engagement over here means kiddushin, right? It doesn't generate simcha like marriage. Why is that usher during the 30-day avelus of the almana? Amar Chizda, in fact, I'll have a kavach chomer to prove otherwise. Uma b'makim she'asur l'chabis, I'll find you a time throughout the year, the week of Tisha B'Av, you may not do laundry, Mutali Aris, but you can get engaged. So you see, Irisin is not on the same level as laundry and all that. Malkam Shemutal Chabi, certainly during the first 30 days of Avelis, that you're allowed to. Once it's past the Shiva, you're allowed to do laundry. Ainu Adin Shemutali Aris, certainly Irisin is allowed. Isn't this a solid Kavachemer? Why would Rabbi Yossi tell us otherwise? Maihi, what are you basing this on? What's the halacha you're coming from? Tisha B'Av, let's see. It's not. Shabbos Shechol Tisha B'Av V'Soicha, the week which features Tisha B'Av, that week, Osur L'Saper, woman not take a haircut, U'Lachabis do laundry, U'Bachamishim Mutar Mipnei Kavod. That Shabbos on Thursday, it's allowed on account of honoring the Shabbos. V'Tanya, we learned in the Brayse, Koidem Azman Azeh, the Gemara figures at this point that this term, Koidem, before, Azman Azeh, this time means before Tisha B'Av, meaning the week of Tisha B'Av. People minimize their interactions, their transactions, melisa melitain, doing business, minimize their building and their planting, but you could get engaged even in the Shabbos of Tisha B'Av, the week of Tisha B'Av, but marriage is not allowed. Vein oisin sudas eris, likewise, although you can be mekadesh nisha, Rashi says the lav simchai u'mitzvah ka'avet, but that's it. Don't do a suda on occasion of that engagement. Clearly, even though you can't do kibbutz during the week in which Tisha B'Av falls out, but erusin is mutar. Certainly, an almana who can wash her clothing during the first 30-day mourning period Erusin should be allowed. Answers the Gemara, no, Kitanya hi koidim the koidim. When the Mishnah says you could be ma'aris, it's koidim hazman hazeh, meaning before the Shabbos shechal Tisha B'Av liyos b'soich, that's what we're speaking about. Before Tisha B'Av. Sorry, before the week of Tisha B'Av. So let's say from Rosh Chodesh to the week of Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to do laundry as well. Al pi halacha. We're machmer, but al pi halacha you're allowed to, right? So during that time, Erison is allowed, because Erison and Kibbutz go to... So in any case, you have no Kavachimer. Amarava, what do you mean? V'koidim d'koidim nami Kavachimer. Even if the Bryce is referring to that period, we still have the same Kavachimer. Look, Uma b'makim sh'aso lisa v'litin. Since, even during this period, you know, from Rosh Chodesh Av until the week of Tisha B'Av, where business is allowed, you don't have to curtail your business transactions. Mutter, sorry. Uma b'makam she'aso lisa v'litin. Mutter li'areis. Since during the week of Tisha B'Av, where you have to minimize your business dealings, still, you're allowed to be ma'areis. Sorry again, we're going back to Rosh Chodesh to the week of Tisha B'Av, right? Rosh Chodesh Av, Mematen, B'Maso Matan, right? Says Rabbi, fine, let's follow your track. The Braisa speaks about Koidim Azman Azeh, right? Koidim means before which Zman? We have Tisha B'Av, we have the week in which Tisha B'Av lands, right? We have before that, from Rosh Chodesh until then. So from Rosh Chodesh until this week, Braisa says, you have to be Mamayit business. Right, but you can still engage. You can still be ma'aris. Uma b'makam she'asa lisa v'litin mutal aris. So all the business is asr, but erison is mutar. Makam she'mutal lisa v'litin. During the 30-day avelus period of the amana, there's no restriction when it comes to business dealings. Certainly, there shouldn't be a restriction when it comes to erison. In addition, mutal aris. Of course, erison is mutar. It's a salt kavachaima. So why does Rav Yossi say an almana should not engage because of ibul, because of mourning? That wouldn't preclude erusin. Says the Gemara, you're right. Let's revise, let's modify Rav Yossi. That's not what he meant. Loitema Rav Yossi Eimer. Instead of quoting Rav Yossi that kol anashim is arsu, all women, even those who were previously married to Reuven, can get engaged to Shimon, because there's no Zerah from Shimon. So there's no need to wait 3 months. And on that Rabbi Yossi says, well, yeah, that applies to a divorcee, a grusha, but not an almana because of avelus. No, that doesn't work. Why can't an almana be engaged? Ela'ema, rather as follows. Kol anashim yinasu. Oh, let's switch it around. All women can go and get married right away, no problem. You don't have to wait 3 months. Except for an almana. Oh, now it makes sense. We're talking about marriage. An almana within 30 days shouldn't be getting married. Marriage is simcha, and that's not allowed at that point. So that answers the kasha. But, what are you telling me? For Leslie, Rabbi Yossi Lahavchin? Rabbi Yossi gives you a blank check? Any woman can go and marry right away without waiting the 3 month period, which allows you to discern whether she's pregnant, to allows you to identify the upcoming child. Leslie, you're right, doesn't concur with that. He says it's unlikely things will get mixed up. You don't have to wait at all. So basically, the way Rashi explains it, there's going to be three shittas in the Mishnah. From one extreme to the other. Tanakama will tell us. 3 months for all women. No exceptions. Rabbi Yossi says, for none. Rabbi Yehuda says, look, in principle, in concept, I agree. You have to wait 3 months, but only when there's a practical concern. So let's say when she was only engaged to Reuven, there's no Zerah there, get married right away. If she's just trying to get engaged to Shimon, that's okay. There's no Zerah there. So even if she was already married to her, but she can get engaged to Shimon. So he takes a middle route. Viboy Yisema, another approach would be, no, lo'olam isle. Let's Let's assume Rabbi Yossi agrees with the concept of avchana. Typically, there is a 3-month wait period. Okay? Ve'ema, Rabbi Yossi Eimer, and we'll read Rabbi Yossi as follows. Basically, Rabbi Yossi is going to disagree on one account with Rabbi Yehuda, as we're going to see. Ve'ema, Rabbi Yossi Eimer, kol arusos grushos yinasu. So instead of speaking about if she can get engaged, and then he'll tell us Almana can't, which generates that difficulty. Why would Almana not get engaged? There's no problem with that. So we go back to Rabbi Yossi telling us that an Arusa can marry. An Arusa can marry. You know why? There's no practical concern of confusing the Zara. She was never married to Reuben. We'll assume there's no Zara there. So even though she was already connected with Reuven, but she was only Arusa to Reuven, then she got divorced. She's not an Almana. Because if she was, she couldn't get married right away. Right? That's the problem with the Avelis. So she was engaged to Reuven, divorced. You know, so go get married right away. There's no concern of confusing the Zara. That's all he's saying. Says the Gemara, Yochi Hani Rabbi Yehuda. Isn't this exactly Rabbi Yehuda's Shita? Rabbi Yehuda tells us, if she was married to Reuven, she can get engaged to Shimon. There's no concern of Zerah from Shimon, because she's only engaged. Likewise, if she was only engaged to Reuven, there's no Zerah there, she can get married to Shimon. So isn't Rabbi Yossi pretty much repeating Rabbi Yehuda's Shita? The din of separation, din of avchana, only applies when there's a practical concern. But now there's one big difference. Nesua le'aris. She was married to Reuven. There's a concern of Zerah there. Can she go ahead and get engaged to Shimon? Rabbi Yehuda says yes. There's no practical concern of confusion here. So if there's an eris, an element, whether because she was only engaged to Reuven or only trying to get engaged to Shimon, either way it's okay. As long as it's not marriage on both sides, which could confuse it when it comes to the child. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. He says like this. In concept, I agree with you. First of all, we need avchana. Wait 3 months. Secondly, it only applies when there's a practical concern. So if she was only engaged to Reuven, there's no Zerah there, get married to Shimon right away, as long as you're not an almana, and then you have a concern with avelos. But otherwise, okay. But if she was a nesua to Reuven, married to Reuven, there's concern of Zerah there, and she wants to get engaged to Shimon, and she's saying, look, I'm only getting engaged, that's it. No. Engagement can pretty quickly lead to marriage. I don't allow it. Although on the surface it's okay. She's only getting engaged, there's no Zerah yet, but it might lead to a quick marriage. We don't want to allow that. That's the nuance of a difference between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. That's it. That one nuance. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Nesua Mutaris Le'oris. Rabbi Yehuda says, even though she was married to Reuven, she can get engaged to Shimon right away, because there's no Zerah coming up soon. Rabbi Yossi Savar, no, Nesua Asura Le'oris. When she was married to Reuven, there's Zerah from Reuven. Don't even get engaged to Shimon, it might lead to marriage. So stop for a second. At this point, how many Shitas do we have? A total of 3. Tanakama says, Havchonas Gimel Chadashim, in all cases, irrelevant of circumstance. Rabbi Yehuda says, let's take a practical approach. Yeah, if she was married to Reuven, she may not remarry right away. But if there's only Erison from Reuven, there's no Zara there, or she's only approaching Shimon for Erison, no concern. Rabbi Yehuda says, look, I agree about Afchan. I agree to you, Rabbi Yehuda, that it has to take on a practical approach. But nevertheless, she was once married to Reuven. There is a concern of offspring there. Don't jump in and get engaged to Shimon right away. It might lead to marriage. Or another person might follow suit and actually marry. So engagement can quickly lead to marriage. V'savar Rabbi Yossi nesua asur li'aris. Do you mean to say that that's a fact, that a previously married woman can't even get engaged to Shimon within 3 months? V'atanya, listen to this price. Rabbi Yossi Eimer, kol anoshim yis'arsu. All women who were once married can go ahead and get engaged within 3 months. Chutz min almana v'pnei ha'ibul, except for the almana, she may not get engaged because of the avelus. V'kama ibul shalo, how long does the mourning period stretch? 30 days. V'chulun le'inasu, all women, even if she's not an almana, she can't remarry. Ad sheyu lahen gimel chadashim. She was once married to Reuben. Don't go marry Shimon until you wait 3 months. End quote. It's pretty clear from the Braisa that Erison is totally mutter. Totally mutter. He starts the Braisa with that halacha. Kol anashim is arsu. Right? If it's not a question of marrying once and then marrying again, you're going from marriage to erusin, there's no concern. You just told me otherwise. You just told me that according to Rabbi Yossi, she was once married, in which case there's a concern of perhaps some latent zera from the first husband. She shouldn't get engaged to Shimon because it can lead to marriage. So tomorrow, hi, my kushya, what kind of kasha is this? You can modify the braisa the same way you modify the Mishnah. Right? Ilay medaktani Rabbi Yisrael. Here's the kasha from Rabbi Yisrael saying, kol anashim yis arsu. All anashim can go ahead and do erusin, which is inconsistent with what we just said, that according to Rabbi Yisrael, they shouldn't do erusin because it can lead to nesuin by them or by others. Well, mi alima masnisin, why is the braisa any greater than the Mishnah? Do kimna baruseis grusheis inasu. We modify the Mishnah as well. That Rabbi Yossi is allowing a woman who was only engaged to Reuven, in which case there's no chashash zera, to go marry. And that's how we modify the Mishnah, right? We're talking about the dafka that case. Hachanami, here is one the brisa, modify it accordingly. Instead of saying all women can get engaged, no. Kol arusos. Anisha was previously engaged. Grushes, and then she got divorced. She's not an almana, because she's an almana, she can't marry anyway. So she was an engaged woman who got divorced. You know, so can get married within 3 months. That works. Because if she was only engaged to Reuven, there's never a concern of Zerah from him. So you're allowed to go forward. But in the reverse case, she was married to Reuven, and there was Zerah there. And don't go ahead and get engaged, because it might lead to marriage. You see, everybody knows she's just engaged. She has a title. She was an engaged woman. And something happened. They separated, they divorced from engagement. It's a different type of thing. There's no market for confusion there. But to allow a married woman to go ahead and re-engage with Shimon, it's going to create confusion. Oh, they allowed her to remarry. Then people are not going to, differentiate between allowing eros and allowing marriage. So that's why it's also according to Rabbi Yossi. Elma Seifa. So what's the problem from this bride? This problem is from the Seifa. The Tani, the bride says, V'kulon lo yinasu ad shiyu lohen gimel chadashim. Typically, Anisha should not remarry until 3 months. Let's make a diuk. Dafka marriage is a problem. Because you're running into the second husband and his zera. In subi hudaloi, marriage is usher right away. Apparently, simply getting engaged to Shimon, even after having been previously married to Reuben, that's okay because there's no practical concern of confusion. And here you tell me, the contra biasi, it's not so. Erison can lead to nesuin. Amarava, tritzu emachi. I'm going to modify the brisa as follows. And put it in line with the way we understand Rabbi Yossi. The Braisa reads like this: Rabbi Yossi Eimer, Kol Arusois Grushois Yinasu. So right away we're modifying the ratio. Anisha, who's only in Arusa, in which case there's no concern of Zerah from Reuven, go ahead and get married, no problem. Chutz Ben Almana, of course, except for the Almana. Hipnei Ha'ibo. because of the mourning period. By the way, the Gemara is going to ask soon, since when does an Arusa observe Avelus? She was only engaged to him. Okay, we're going to deal with that in a minute. That's the first part of the Brisa, right? She was merely engaged. There's no concern of Zera from Reuven. Marriage is okay. But not the other way around. She was previously married to Reuven. She can't get engaged to Shimon because engagement leads to marriage. The Brisa continues, V'kama ibol shala. How long does ibol stretch? 30 days. The Brisa continues, Unesuais lo yisarsu. Oh, we're changing it again. We're imposing a restriction on getting engaged. Phoenicia was already married. This concern of Zera from Reuven, don't get engaged to Shimon. Until 3 months. Why? As we explained. Because giving her the license, giving her the heter to do Eris and Mali to Nisun. Okay. So at this point, it's pretty clear. There are three shitas. Tanakama says 3 month wait period in all cases. Rabida says if there's only engagement involved, whether she was only engaged from to Reuven, only engaged to Shimon, either way, there's no concern of mixing up the Zera. It's okay. Rabbi Yossi says, in principle, I agree to Rabbi Yehuda. But I have another concern, which is that if she was previously married to Reuven, don't allow her Erusin with Shimon because it can lead to Nisun. Now comes the kash that we mentioned. V'almana mina Erusin mi isla ibu. Why would a almana off Erusin observe Avelus? Only a married woman has to be misabel upon her husband's death, not an engaged woman. Is arusa? Loy oinen. If he's a kohen, he doesn't observe aninus, the day of the death. He doesn't observe the halachas of aninus. Loy metamilo. If he's a kohen, he can't become tamiter. Right, so oinen applies to anybody, but metamilo. Rashi actually says, Oinen is Asur and Kachem. Yeah, all the halachas of an Oinen. Let's say he's a Kohen. He's not allowed to tend to her Krura. She's not really his wife. And likewise, V'chein hi, Lo Yenenes, Lo Yenetamelo, she's not an Oinen for him, she's not a Metamitim. Mesa, Eino Yerusha. She passes away. He doesn't have the rights to her estate. Mesu, Gaiva Ksuvasa. If he dies, she collects her Ksuva money, because that's how he promised. So why would an Almana from Erison not be allowed to get married right away? That's a big problem. On our pshat. So I think, well, you know what? Let's go back to square one. Let's go back all the way to the beginning of the sukkah. Let's not modify, let's not change the lashon of the mission of the brisa. Let's go back to first base. What does our basic tell us in the Mishnah? Kol hanashim yis arasu. Typically, women can get engaged within 3 months. Why? Like Rabbi Yehuda tells us, it's all a matter of practicalities. You can't jump from one marriage to the other. There's concern about the Zera of the Arayas. But from engagement to marriage, or from marriage to engagement, that's fine. That's perfectly fine. Right? The way we had it originally in the Mishnah. Let's not change any Lashon. Except for one thing. Rabbi Yossi says, look, let's not forget she's an Avela. She's an Avel. Within the 30 days of the husband's passing, she shouldn't even get engaged. That's my chiddush. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Erusin is not a simcha, that's muta even for an almana within 30 days. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's somewhat of a simcha, it's asur as well. The question was, we seem to have a brisa there that allowed Erusin, in Chodesh Av, and we worked out a Kal Vachomer, and it should be mutter here as well. We're going to address that question. El Tanoi, in fact, it's a Machlekes Tanoim. And Rabbi Yossi will follow the following Tana, who does not allow Erusin, considers it a Simcha, the Sanyim, Rish Chodesh Vada Tanis, from Rish Chodesh Av until Tisha B'Av, Ha'am and Ma'at and Miskein, Milisam Litim, they cut down on business, and Melibno Yisvil and Toya, building and planting, U Melei Ares, no engagements, U Milisa, no marriages, Shabbos Shachal Tisha B'Av Leis B'Seicha, the week of Tisha B'Av itself, Asur Asab L'Kabes, no haircuts, no laundry. V'Yish Aymerim Kala Chodesh Asur, and applies from Rosh Chodesh. So we found the Braisa, which supports Rabbi Yossi. Maskev L'Rav Ashi, you found the Braisa? V'Maydu L'Aris L'Aris Mamish, who's to say? When the Braisa uses the word L'Aris, it means actually getting engaged, and that's Asur. No. Perhaps Erison itself, the formal procedure, that's not a simcha. Dilma Lamavit serves Erison of the Asr. Holy Erison, Shaper Dami. Maybe the Bryce is referring to the celebration, the suit that accompanies the engagement. That's Asr. That's a true simcha. But just merely the actual kinyan, the kiddushin, who's to say that's Asr? Yachi, if that's the case, when the Bryce says, Melissa, refrain from marrying. Linasi Nami. There as well, you're going to tell me, oh, it means don't make the wedding suda, the wedding celebration. But the actual marriage is mutter? That'll be a tremendous chiddush. So the more you can't compare two things. Marriage is not comparable to engagement. How do you compare? Because marriage, even without a suda, is still a simcha. That would be asr. But engagement, without a party that accompanies it, mika simcha. Doesn't really generate proper simcha, and therefore that wouldn't be a concern. So bottom line is, according to Rav Ashi, we no longer have a support to Rav Yossi. Sure, the Braisa says don't get engaged with a party, but without a party, it's mutter. Rav Yossi seems to hold that any type of erusin is asur. We no longer have a source for Rav Yossi's shita. Elam Rav Ashi, I'll give you a good teretz. You know what? There's no machlokes tanaim. Everybody holds that you can go ahead and get engaged without a suda. It's fine. It's perfectly fine. So we had two. We had a Mishnah Amud Aleph which says no getting engaged. That's with a you could get engaged. That's without a suda. Just an engagement. Just a ma'aseh kedushin. The Braisa here, which doesn't allow engagement. That's what the suda, like Rabbi Ashi says. So we have Akasha. We're back to the Kasha Rabbi Yossi. If Erisin is allowed during the Zman Avelis and Churban Beis Hamikdash, right? During Chodesh Av, Mishenichnas Av, Matam Besimcha, Erisin is allowed. So why would it be Asr for an Almana? What's the Pshat Rabbi Yossi? You have to find some sort of distinction between the two cases, between an Almana who just suffered the loss of her husband, and the Zman Avelis and the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Says Rav Ashi, it's a big difference. So you would think the Avelis and the Churban is more chomer, just the opposite. Elamar Rav Ashi, Shani Avelis Chadasha. My Avelis is Shana. It's so different. When she's mourning on account of a fresh tragedy, that has to be really observed properly. Going ahead and even getting engaged without a party interferes with the Avelis. It's inappropriate. But the Avelis and the Churban Beis Hamikdash, that's old news. My Avelis is shot, that's old news. And therefore we're more makel. Sure, it's serious, it's sad, but it doesn't have the same intensity as her husband's recent passing. It's observed differently. Another chiluk, Vishani Avelis to Ravim, my Avelis to Yochid. It's different. When it's a Avelis on the Churban Beis Hamikdash, which is shared by many, and won't become negated by one person going and doing an engagement on the side. It doesn't take away the Avelis mood from Klal Yisrael. It's still there, still intact, and being observed totally, as opposed to an individual's Avelis. Not Mana sitting on her own, and she goes ahead and she distracts herself and she gets engaged. That's something which contravenes the spirit of the Avelis as she's meant to be observing. So bottom line is, sure, during Tisha B'Av, during the Chodesh Av, Erusin is Mutter, provided it's without a party, but the Amana, quote Rabbi Yossi, it's also. So bottom line is like this. We have three Shitas. We have Tanakama. Shloisha Chadoshim, Havchana, waiting applies in all cases. whether it's practically a concern of mixing the zera or not, doesn't matter. Loi plug. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Let's look at it practically. From marriage to marriage, concern, but from marriage to erison, or erison to marriage, no concern. Rabbi Yehuda goes along with Rabbi Yehuda. He just adds one thing. An almana, wait it out. We play a evil. So bottom line is, we have discussion regarding the Stam Mishnah, which turned out not to be a Stam Mishnah. We discuss the 3-month wait period between marriage and erison, where according to some shittas you can be makel somewhat, whether allowing incomplete months or getting engaged on day 90. When it comes to the nursing mother, you have to wait a full period to ensure that you're not endangering the nursing child. And we ended up with a discussion regarding the almana and the chiluk between avelos to rabim and avelos to yachid. Surah Tevis, we should only have simchis and much hatzlacha.